We are at the White House. At Malabar Hill in Bombay. And we find this young hero of our story entering into the big mansion accompanied by his elderly friend Videsh, who is now greeted by a number of people. Members of his staff, his secretaries, some of the people working in his editorial staff, and also some workers working in the garden, working in the household, all greeting these two young persons. Anak is overwhelmed with the hugeness of the building, with the number of people greeting. But his mind, as I said, was stunned. Mind was stuck, paralyzed, and he was not able to appreciate all that was around him. He was very quiet. He was wondering himself, what has happened to me? Where is his cheer, his smile, his happiness? He was asking, where is myself? Where am I? And there was no answer. Videsh presently calls a young woman. Her name is Leela. And says to her, here is our young guest. Take charge of him and see that he gets everything that he needs. And presently Leela comes forward and takes the young man along with her. He very quietly follows her and is taken to his room. It's a very beautiful, big room. For one individual, it was too big for him. He doesn't react to anything. His luggage is placed in his right place. Leela tries to speak to him. Does not succeed. Then she takes his hand in her hand and immediately he says to her, I don't touch women. Anak said. Leela is rather shocked. She withdraws her hand and says, remember, I am not a woman, nor are you a man. But it is your concern. She becomes rather stiff with him. and she leaves him in his room. She does not meet him thereafter. She sends the food to him to eat, but she watches, because the work was given to her to look after his needs. The first encounter was not a very happy encounter. And Anag, after his bath, after he gets refreshed, looks out through his window, which opens out on a vast ocean, beautiful ocean. But even the beauty of the ocean doesn't stir him. And he asks himself, why am I not happy with the ocean? What has happened to me? There is no sense of wonder with the hugeness of the ocean. He had never seen the ocean in his life before, because he was living in a village where, apart from a small river, there was nothing else as far as the flowing of water is concerned. But even this huge ocean does not stir him. He comes back to his chair, sits down at his desk, takes out a piece of paper, writes on it, what is matter? This is the one question which is reigning in his mind. What is matter? And presently Videsh comes into the room, greets him, he stands up, he's asked, are you happy? He says, yes, I'm happy. Everything is alright, everything is alright. What are you doing? Sees his paper, what is matter? So he laughs and says, oh, you are a bright young man, Vidya says with a great enthusiasm. That was his character. Full of life energy. Videsh means life energy, bubbling energy. He says, what is matter? He said, matter is meant for life. That was his answer. Matter is meant for life. Life is meant for creativity. And creativity is making forms after forms after forms. Yesterday Angelo said, no, creativity is form, form making. Very good answer. Form making. So he said creativity is making forms and forms and forms. Anag does not answer. Videsh withdraws, is alone again in his room. Now a new thing has happened in his mind after this answer which he has received from Videsh. What is life? One question was already troubling him. What is matter? Now a new question arises. What is life? And what is the connection between matter and life? How is life different from matter? Is there a difference between the two? If so, what is the difference? Can you help, Anag? Can you answer this question? What is the difference between matter and life? What is the difference between a stone and a plant? Can you make out any difference between the two? Yes? Yes. The stone does not feel the pain, but the plant does. Yes? The plant lives and the stone does not. How do you know it lives?
Because it keeps on going.
Good. So you could say, the stone does not grow, but the plant grows. Therefore it lives. Yes?
A plant is... A stone is hard and a plant is not.
Stone is hard and plant is not so hard. Good? You take a plant which has withered away, what happens? Is there a difference between withered plant and stone? Does it grow, withered plant? What do you say? Pardon?
You say it won't die.
Yes, it has died. The stone does not die, the plant dies. Right? Fine. This was another question in his mind now. What is life? He just looks blankly at the wall because he has no books to consult. No library around as he had earlier in his house. Lies down in his bed, staring at the roof. There is a blankness in the mind. Now, at this moment, Leela enters into his room. Says, tell me, what are you thinking about? Please tell me, what is the matter? You are not happy here? He said, no, I'm happy. You want to talk to me? He said, no. She said, but I want to talk to you. He said, all right, talk to me. What should I talk about? Then she looks at his notebook, what is matter written there, what is matter? She said, look, you may be a budding philosopher, but I am already a philosopher, Leela said. Therefore, if you want to find the answers to your questions, I invite you to talk to me. I have answers to your questions. Anak is moved and says, fine, tell me what is mind. Those two questions are apart. What is matter? What is life? These two questions already were in his mind. But now he puts the question, what is mind?